Welcome to Monthly Movie Madness!
Madness! Madness! Madness!
It's so crazy. This is our episode where we talk about all of these science fiction, fantasy, and vaguely related movies that are coming out this month, and then tell you what we think.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
basically,
it.
Basically. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So and what month is it?
It's April, of course.
It's April. Okay.
They're going to know this. They don't need us to tell them.
Well, I didn't remember what month it was.
Are you implying that our listeners are potentially too stupid to know what month they're in?
No, not necessarily, but I think for, you know, cataloging of important events, we have to be clear about what month we're talking about.
Okay.
What year is it?
2012.
April 2012.
Yes.
Movies.
Yep. So, okay. So, the good news is, even though we're late with it, nothing actually was coming out until the 13th.
Yeah, there's not a lot this month. And
really
even
isn't.
What is coming out isn't especially science fiction and fantasy.
I mean, yeah.
Fiction and fantasy light.
Yeah, they're light genre, sure. So yeah. We should say, okay, so the first one, April 13th, which is The Cabin in the Woods, which is Joss Whedon. People have been waiting for this. The basic premise seems to be like every single horror movie ever made in which dumb white kids go into the woods when they shouldn't. And then
there is one
yes.
half white person in this movie.
Oh, I'm sorry, but he's the token. He's the token non-white
token
person that gets killed.
Non-white person. Yes.
Right. Yeah. But of course this is a little bit different in that, we don't know what the full context, but there is some sort of strange force field and some weird things about this house that like this cabin they go to. So
yes.
There is a science fiction-y element to it, although the trailer doesn't give us a lot of details except the most superficial. So knowing Joss Whedon, there's something else going on.
I suppose it's possible there's something else going on, but it seems to be that the you know, haunting, the scariness is all technology created.
Fair enough.
I think the creatures in it are genetically modified thingamajiggies and stuff like that. So
okay.
I think this is actually a pretty heavy science fiction, except that it's couched in a horror film.
Yeah.
So
it's like Jason X, only it'll probably be good. Although I gotta admit, Jason X is good when you don't watch it as a serious film.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
So I'm giving it a 4. I would like to see it. Even though I know I will be terrified.
Well, Chris Hemsworth's in it, so
yes.
I might just watch it just to go drool.
He does have a hot.
No, I'm giving it a 4 because it looks like a horror film I might like. I don't like. I honestly hate. I'm more scared of supernatural horror than I am of technological horror. So.
I see. So
I know,
Jason X was the perfect movie for you.
It really was. Cool. It was dumb. I also like dumb horror movies because they're so dumb that you can't get scared.
That's true. Okay, so April 20th is The Moth Diaries with that girl from The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
She was in The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus?
Yeah, yeah. The evil chick in this movie was in that.
Really?
And, yeah, she was like the daughter. You'll recognize her now. This movie seems to be a more serious take on the vampire myth. It's not a Twilight version, so it's more along the lines of like Let the Right One In than it is along the lines of, I don't know, Underworld. So I guess the basic premise is they're at some sort of like all girls like prep school or
yeah,
all girls university
boarding school.
They look a little old to be in a younging whatever, but and this new girl comes in who happens to be British and looks kind of creepy and starts manipulating the main character, the protagonist's best friend, and there's lots of allusions that she's a vampire and she's like sucking the life out and all this kind of stuff. So there's not a lot to go on in the trailer though.
No, there really isn't, but it's just enough to make you wonder.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. I also think it's hilarious that we automatically associate dark hair and pale features with evil.
But she is evil in this.
Well, yeah. But we still, as...
I don't. No.
Yes, you do.
Don't. I don't.
As you no. do.
Jennifer
totally
Connelly's not evil. She's pale and got dark... Well, she's a little tan now, but you know, in Labyrinth she wasn't.
I'm just saying. Sure.
She's hot in Labyrinth.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
Anywho.
Next movie. Oh, wow. Do we want to watch this?
Oh, three, maybe.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 3.2. I mean, I'm not normally into dramas. And this is essentially... But, you know, at the same time, it's directed by Mary Harron, who did American Psycho and the Notorious Betty Page. Great director. And I'm actually a little bit interested to see her take on this, because she's very much interested in the female gaze and female power. And that plays a big role in this movie. So I think it's going to be an interesting take on the gothic horror.
Okay, fair enough. So let's move on to 3 to 4. Okay, so you got 3 or 4, so like 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5.
Again, and maybe I'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. April 27th, that's the last three of our movies. The first one is The Raven with John Cusack and a bunch of other random people. The basic premise, everyone's probably familiar with it, and it's not a very uncommon kind of thing, where essentially a murderer is using clues from Poe's books and committing murders from his books in an attempt to bring him into the investigation. And that's the central premise.
Yeah, this technically, I suppose, isn't really a fantasy, because it looks like it's going to be based in, like, this is all realistic, that these events actually transpired.
That makes it alternate history. Thing.
It's alternate history, exactly. Which, so, I suppose, you can still put in the fantasy category. So we're good.
Yeah. So I'm giving it 3, and maybe?
I'm giving it a 3.5 to 4.
Alrighty. Good, good.
3.75.
Okay. Your mic is making puffy noises.
I apologize.
Did you put it really close to your mouth?
Maybe.
You did. You sure?
Next.
Okay. Sound of My Voice, which I'm not sure exactly how to describe this.
It's, let's just do it briefly. It's the story of two documentary filmmakers who infiltrate a cult. And the head of the cult may or may not be from the future.
Yeah. And it's sort of, it looks like another, like, psychological drama.
Yeah. That's what's interesting about this month. That's why we said, you know, light, because of the films that we do have, most of them are psychological dramas. So,
yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that take on science fiction and fantasy, but
this is actually one I really want to see. It's a 4. Yeah, because it's one of those Sundance ones, and
true.
I just really want to see it. It just looks like it's going to be like a mind fuck, basically.
And yes, I think that's a very distinct possibility. I'm just giving it a 3 because I tend to be less into that type of film.
I know, but you don't have any taste, so it's okay.
I don't. I like some indies, and the other indies, I'm just like...
Well, whatever. Okay, so the last one is a claymation film called The Pirates, Band of Misfits. It's a comedy. Obviously, since it's claymation, like, has there ever been a serious claymation film?
Not by the makers of Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah. So I guess the basic premise is a bunch of pirates, the captain wants to be like pirate of the year in this contest. It's basically like a talent show, I think. And it's the trials and tribulations of being
pirate captain and his crew. Yeah.
Right. And his rather not very piratey crew.
And his name is actually Pirate Captain.
Is it? That's hilarious. Okay. So yeah, it's got some funny jokes. There'd be a little bit of funny stuff.
Yeah, and Wallace and Gromit, they've done a great job with their movies over the years. And I'm still giving it a 3 because they're not my favorite movies, and they're not my favorite kids' movies.
I'm
but
just kind of...
The claymation is, as always, excellent. So I love the giant... In the trailers, there's like giant whales and a giant like
sea monster
leviathan, which is totally cool. It was well done. So 3, though.
Yeah, it's a 3 for me too. I probably won't actually see it, but I don't think it'll be a bad movie.
And I don't particularly like Hugh Grant as a voice actor. He doesn't have a very distinct, interesting voice.
Sorry, Miss Pretentious. Jeez.
I am. Cool. He doesn't.
So that about does it for this. We actually got this in under 10 minutes. We got 15 seconds left. So if you want to leave your comment on whatever you think about these films, or leave your review, whatever, you can do that on the blog. So Yeah, that does it.
Yep. See you next month.
Bye.